Flantastic.
Mr. Flantastic. It's fantastic to you, bruv.
Speaking of fantastic, one of the films we're going to discuss today has a fantastic in it. It's a good nod to a Phase 5 film, I think.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm exactly, talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Start the show then. Let's go. Three, start two, the show. One.
Boom. Oh, man, it's my time to be behind. Oh!
God damn, do you
see? I'm slow to start. Crack them? No, do you know what it is? Listen to that. Do you hear that?
I don't know why I'm leaning closer to the video when I have headphones on.
I can hear it better. It's all the better to hear you. It's carbonated water, so it has that extra oomph behind it.
Mm. Man.
Oof. That's what's got that extra oof. Oof. Anyway, welcome to another show. Look at that.
Yes.
From a certain point of view, a wooden bull film podcast. It. I nailed the intro. After being away for a year and one episode, I still got it. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's right. You can only see that new microphone he's
put
got
on camera. Yeah.
No, but your microphone makes you sound so nice.
So nice. Yeah,
say it. No, say it. Say it.
Fantastic?
No. What does the microphone make you sound? Crisp.
Oof. Oh, crisp.
I should have just let you keep going with your guesses.
It makes me sound so good.
So good. Yes, so welcome crisp. Everybody. So nice to be back.
That was
another
done.
Week. You no, that was it. That was it. That's you had 4.5 minutes. And the, hey, we got something. We got a hello. Welcome. No, I'm gonna throw it back. I'm gonna let you wrap it up. But I was too excited not to jump in. And so I'm gonna shut up and let you finish.
Okay.
Probably.
Just quick to finish. That's your MO. I gotcha.
Hey, we didn't know each other in college.
What? Anyway, so welcome back to another episode. We are currently recording this at midnight because it's the only time when everybody was free. And we had such a good time on the last one that we thought, you know what? We didn't even get to talk about what we led into on the last episode. We were going to talk about the new phases of Marvel Cinematic Universe that were announced at the San Diego Comic Con probably a couple of weeks ago by the time these hit the air. Oh. But we thought we'd attempt. You know what? If we keep doing these as well, I have a feeling that this discussion is going to be ongoing. And then when the shows and the films are released, it's going to be even more so. So today we I have a little story that I'm going to lead off with first because I thought it was hilarious, but then also Justin thought it might also be tragic. So I'm going to tell the story and you can decide for yourself. And then we'll get into the business end of things. Business.
Yeah.
How many times
how many times can you say business? But listen, it's, you know, the reason why I felt that way or thought that was because you said you had a funny story or a funny real life story or something like that. And I just was instantly thought when, you know, when people say, oh, it was so funny. And then they tell you something like terrible. And you're like, what? Why is that funny? But it's such a human thing to say like, oh, the funniest thing happened. Like I watched this person get hit by a car and you're like, what? How? I know. No, it's not funny.
I shouldn't laugh. That's horrible.
Yeah, what are you laughing at? Oh, yeah, you were the one who told me the story. So, hey, yes, I'm excited to get into the what they dropped for phase 5 and 6. Super excited. But I'm really more interested right now to hear about this possibly funny, possibly tragic story.
Okay. And you watch, everyone's going to be like, that was the most boring, I didn't need to know story ever. But here it is.
They're okay. Already going so for I a bathroom break.
Pretty much. Yep. Come back in 2 minutes and I'll still be talking. I'm slow like that. I often say I'm slow at everything in life except for running. That's the one thing that I'm quick at. But who knows, in my advancing age, I might have slowed down a little bit. But anyway, my story. So we decided that we would have a breakfast for dinner meal tonight. So we're going to make bacon, sausages, English muffins, and fried eggs, and hash browns. I was like, that sounds like a perfect end of the week meal. Because we don't have to work tomorrow, so I can have a food hangover in the morning, and I don't care. But give me a recipe book, give me any meal, and I can make it. I can make it work, and it'll taste pretty damn good if I do say so myself. The one thing that I can never freaking cook is bacon. I ruin the bacon every single time. I watch it and I'm like, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. It's black, it's charcoal. And you know why I know it's charcoal? It's
straight carbon. Smoke alarm's going off.
No, I take ours down when I cook because it's a heat one as well. So it just goes off when the kitchen's warm. It's like, you're cooking.
Hayden's only allowed to cook bacon in the summertime, people, because the windows have to be open. Otherwise, the people above him will panic and flee.
He tells no lies. You know what I did? I dropped like 3 or 4 pieces of bacon on the floor, and they became 50 pieces of bacon on the floor. Just straight.
That's
just
like wizardry.
Charcoal.
Yeah. Too bad it's not in a good way, you know? Like, too bad you can't, like, in a nice way, turn a couple pieces of bacon into 50 pieces of bacon.
That would be glorious. So here's the real question.
When you learn how to cook that way, then I'll allow you to cook me bacon.
You got it. Now, is it tragic or is it funny?
Depends on if you're the bacon or not. The bacon is tragic.
Well, that was my thought.
Everybody expecting to eat bacon. It's tragic for them too.
Canadians have a weird affiliation with bacon. Like, very.
You mean like we like it? Like, you Canadians are weird. Bordering
on
bacon.
Like, you want to take it out for dinner like it, you know?
Hey, man, like, I'll take that out for dinner. I'll put that on a burger when I'm out at a restaurant or, yeah, with.
You're just going to take your own bacon. I'll have the hamburger. Don't worry, I'll just cook my own bacon on the side here and just plunk it on.
Oh, I've had this in my pocket for 4 days. I've been waiting to use it. It's like covered
it's
in
perfectly marinated.
just run it under the tap for a couple seconds. Man, breakfast for dinner is like one of the greatest things in the world, though, I have to say. Especially when you mix bacon into it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Let's put a J-poll. Hey, J-poll. Is that story tragic or funny? Let's do it. Well, let the people decide. There'll be it.
Let the people decide. Okay.
The two people will see if they're 50-50 split.
Hey, two is better than
that's
none.
Me and you.
It's not just us two. Yes. All right. So let's get back on track. All right. So where are we? MCU dropping off the whole H San Diego Comic Con. But yeah, you go, Justin. I'll let you hit this one first.
Yeah, no, I just, that's, I think let's get right to that. I know we had talked about too, because obviously we've watched some Phase 4 stuff that we want to talk about. We haven't got to Love and Thunder yet, but we're both all the way up to Doctor Strange. So we want to talk about that. But first, yeah, I mean, come on, like as if we're not going to talk about the bomb that they just dropped and sort of just really go through the order of Phase 5. And I mean, the huge announcement that they made about the end of Phase 6 as well. And yeah, we'll just go through it and get excited. But Hayden, I had to, do you have it up? Because when we had some technical difficulties before the show, big surprise. So I just realized I'd closed out of my order. But I know, I think it's starting off with Ant-Man and Wasp, the third one.
You got it. You've nice. Absolutely got it. So, I've got the list here of
yeah, I don't know.
The upcoming excited films for that. And the upcoming television shows.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, because there's some TV shows that I can't wait to get to. And unlike the Star Wars ones, like we talked about last week, these will all be relevant to one another. So yeah, let's get, what's after, I don't know. What did you think of the first two? I'm partial. I liked them. I couldn't, you know, I wasn't too huge about them one way or the other. I liked them. I thought they were good films. I like Paul Rudd. So.
Oh, the Ant-Man films. Yeah. That was kind of like the first one where you're like, oh, who is this character? He's not as big as all the other main ones. So you wonder how they're going to introduce it in. And he kind of worked. He's mm-hmm. he's one of those the bridging as, characters, I guess, that's moved across yeah. phases.
Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty early in to be talking about this, but I sort of, because I was always wondering, like, how they're going to just continue this, right? Like, throughout the phases. And for it to be appealing to people, like to keep their interest, right? Like it's a commitment to follow, if you follow the whole universe, all the phases and the TV shows and the movies. And it's almost like I feel a lot of the characters that were good characters in some of the earlier phases, but didn't necessarily have like their them as mains or ones that carried it are sort of stepping into those roles now, which is really cool to see. And I thought, well, I wonder if that's what, and then they're also introducing new characters like the one they did in Doctor Strange that we'll probably talk about. And like, oh, are they going to be what these people that are leading the phases now were in the previous ones? So we'll see if they can pull it off. Cause you know, you have to be invested in the characters, and it's a good way to do it, I think.
Very much so. I actually was commenting on someone's Twitter today about this very thing, because back in the day, folks, when I used to read comic books and I used to go to the actual store, there was this record store in my hometown called Impact Records, and it was this big underground place, and it sold all of the import CDs, DVDs, you know, records, and then it had this massive big comic section as well. They later on had to downsize, and they just went to comics, so it just became Impact Comics. Anyway, I used to go and buy physical books. Now I have whatever is Marvel Unlimited, so I read them. Physical book? Like a library. We've got to read stuff and not buy it. And then they look at you like, hey, this is not a library. Buy it or get out.
Yeah.
But the whole point of my little tangent there is that when I was reading stories, it got to a point, and they've done it many times in the history. DC has done it, Marvel's done it, everybody seems to do it multiple times. They create these massive, big stories like the Marvel Cinematic Universe is doing. And then they're like, you can't follow one book. You can't go, oh, Amazing Spider-Man, I'm going to read his arc in just his book. It's like, you've got to read it. And then, oh, wait, he makes an appearance in Fantastic Four. Or he makes an appearance in Thor. Or and he makes an appearance in Iron Man. You've got to read all these extra books to get the full story. Now, I was commenting on this other podcast's tweet today, the very thing. I'm like, I'm really looking forward to how they're expanding the universe and they're bringing in all the extra characters. But I'm also slightly concerned that they might fall into that trap cinematically and force you to have to watch every single thing that they release to be able to know what's going on, instead of just being able to watch it standalone and be like, hey, okay, I'm coming in, I know what's going on, I've seen these films, I didn't have to see the TV shows.
I feel like it'll be, I feel like they'll do a good job of it. I mean, they know, and I'm sure they have numbers and statistics and all that stuff to know, like how many are watching the movies compared to the shows and how, you know, I guess how much one can or can't impact the other. I mean, there'll always be a thread for sure. But, you know, I didn't feel like if I hadn't watched WandaVision, I wouldn't have known in Doctor Strange that she was a Scarlet Witch. Because Doctor Strange, when they first meet, they have that exchange between them. So it's, that's revealed. So I wouldn't have had to be like, know all this backstory of what happened from her from WandaVision. So, you know, or the fact that Loki opened up, you know, what he's starting to open up in his first season to with the whole multiverse stuff. So I don't think it'll go that way. I don't think that's something, it's certainly not something I'm worried about, but I'm probably going to watch all the shows.
See, I had like almost the exact, I hadn't seen the end of WandaVision. I think I've got like two episodes still to go. So I was in the mindset that she was still sane-ish and on the good side. So then when I started watching Doctor Strange, I was like, okay, she's found her serenity. She's in this field, in this farm, and things are good. And then, yeah, he mentions that thing and it switches to her being the Scarlet Witch. And I was like, I guess, okay, I guess she didn't end up being all right at the end of her own series.
Yes. And so, but in that moment, it's revealed to you. And so, yeah, you missed the story of how that happened, but, you know,
you don't have to have seen it. To you don't know have to have seen what they're saying. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Because she says, yeah, like, you know, it's even harder to keep the curse or something like that. And then she reveals that it's all dead. Because in the show, she created the entire world was fake. It was like a bubble, right? That you, anyways. But yeah, I, as long as they keep putting out good shows, I'll keep watching them. So it doesn't bother me.
Well, that's what we all hope for. I mean, I don't think they've really done any bomb shows yet, have they? I mean, I guess the chatter that you see online is that you think they've done some bomb shows?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Oh, I know you didn't like WandaVision, but
I didn't finish it. Either did you. You have two episodes and you haven't finished it. You can't tell me you like that show. I won't buy it. It was a great show. How did it end? I stopped. I didn't finish it. Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm pretty sure it was because another show came along that we were both excited to watch, so I just moved on.
Yeah, I haven't. It's been a year.
I'll take the L on that. I'll take the L on that. Yeah.
Hold on, let me mark it on the chalkboard. And Hawkeye.
As a win for, and
I tried.
See, I'm really excited to watch Hawkeye, and I still haven't got to it.
Dude, I was the same. I really wanted it to do well. I really did. I was excited for it, and like Jeremy Renner in the role, and tried, and I was like, ugh, couldn't get into it. Tried again. Couldn't get into it, and I was like, I want to see it. And after three attempts and three fails, I've just given up. I don't know. It's just, I don't know, boring. Like, I don't know. It just wasn't, it didn't get me. Maybe I could go back and retry, but.
See, which is unfortunate because I felt like he was one of those characters like Ant-Man that I felt deserved more than just a secondary role. He was there, and then they built up that whole backstory with Black Widow, mm-hmm. which she got her backstory told, and they even had Budapest in that film, but I haven't watched it yet, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, Hawkeye doesn't show up in that movie. I'm like, how can they have this entire history of these two characters having this event together, and then they don't even show it?
Yeah, it's a good point. Maybe that's why.
But I guess it's kind of like on Star Wars, right, where Han Solo is like, the Millennium Falcon is the fastest ship in the galaxy. It can do the – I'm having a total blank. The Kessel parsecs. Run. It can do the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. Yeah. And everyone's like, no, I don't know what this measurement of time is, but that sounds pretty fast. And then they had to go and show it in the Solo movie. I'm like, the mystery's gone. But
exactly.
And then they showed why. So I guess I just answered my own argument. You don't always have to see everything that you want to, but I felt if they were going backwards with her character, they could have.
Yeah, totally. But like, maybe Marvel could do it, but are they going to come up? And it's not even like, it's funny how our brains work because it's this moment. And so you all wonder what this could be, but nobody really like actually sits there and thinks, like comes up with the story. They just go, oh, like, you know, I wonder what that'd be like. And then if they put it in and it's terrible, you know, it's almost like, oh, it's not as good as I thought it was going to be. It's like, well, what did you think it was going to be? Like, you didn't actually think anything. You just saw it and you're like, no, it's not good enough, you know, which I agree with the Solo. It was, I thought they didn't have to do it. And I was annoyed when they did it.
Yes. So let's see.
That was the first movie on the list they announced.
We didn't even really talk about it.
People.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Another one of those two. I'm looking forward to it. Quantumania. They're going back into the quantum realm. So, I mean, we talked about this ages ago. And Loki, we talked about almost a year ago, talking about the splitting of multiverses and the quantum realm and Spider-Man film and all of that. I still haven't seen Spider-Man, actually, because it's the first one that kind of broached it in cinematic senses. But especially with the announcement that Kang is going to be part of a couple of big films. And he, you know from Loki, is an overseer of the multiple universes. He created the Sacred Timeline to protect him and whoever from interference from the other ones, which, who knows, inverted quotes. So who knows what Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to do? I haven't really seen much more of it other than the tiny little teasers that they've released. So who knows? But yeah, let's move on to the next one. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Now, I haven't even seen Volume 2 yet, but Volume 3, third and final one in James Gunn's trilogy. And I wonder what role they're playing.
Yeah. I'm excited for this one. I liked Guardians of the Galaxy. I thought it was fun. Great cast. And it'll be, yeah, interesting to see where it goes, because phase 4, 3, and 4 were such a huge part for Guardians of the Galaxy. Are they just in phase 4? Anyways, it doesn't matter. But it'll be interesting to see how they transition into phase 5. All the characters, really. I guess it's still, they're all living with, you know, the aftermath of what's happened, but, you know, they're more intergalactic than, like, Ant-Man is. They're still Earth, right? And Doctor Strange and, well, sort of Earth, I guess, and Spider-Man.
I'm just going to make a small comment here. I've been getting into voice acting, like listening to a lot of voice acting stuff recently. And there's a common thread that comes up a lot. And it's the difference between a celebrity getting paid big bucks to do a big movie and a voice actor getting paid not as much because they don't know the person, right? So, and there's like a running in joke that say, like, that Chris Rock did at the Oscars years ago, where he did the character from Madagascar and he got paid millions of bucks to voice a, you know, a zebra.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think,
Marvin,
Guardians of the Galaxy, there's Groot. He says, I am Groot. That's all he says. And who do they get to voice someone who says, I am Groot? They get Mr. Vin Diesel. And I wonder how much they paid him to do that. I'm like, it's so funny that they get, they could have got anyone to go, I am Groot. You know?
And you don't
at
even
least
know
with Rocket,
Diesel.
It's Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't. Clearly that's why I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, yeah. The and in the second one, he was just, oh, you haven't seen it yet. Oh, damn it. Okay, like it's been out for 7 years
baby?
Or something like that.
Yeah, you can spoil it. Go do it. I don't care.
Yeah, he's a baby. So he doesn't even really talk. And that was like in the third one. I hope Groot's back to Groot, so I can hear Mr. Vin Diesel. But yeah, that's let's move on to the next one. I'm excited for that one. I'm excited for a lot in phase 5. I'm not going to lie.
All right, the next big film is The Marvels. So we were first introduced to Captain Marvel, Brie Larson's character in Captain Marvel. I don't know if you saw that one. I saw it, I think, at the drive-in. So, you know, when I go to the drive-in, I usually get through the first film, no problems. Second film is a tough one because it's always on at like 1 o'clock at night. So I remember most of that movie, but not all of it. So you'll have to fill in the blanks for me.
That's, sorry, Miss Marvel? The first one.
The first. Well,
yeah,
not even that.
Okay,
not even
so
that. Just give me your thoughts on the sequel.
I want to go back and finish the first one, so I can really enjoy the second one, because the first one, it's like a long day. I was just like wiped. And I was watching it with Kate and the kids, and I fell asleep, like had a nap halfway through. And when I woke up, Kate was like, oh, you slept through it. It was really good. And she's not a big Marvel fan. And her and James said it was really good. Jocelyn, I think, too, maybe. So I want to go back and watch it, because from what I hear, it's good. So. But I haven't.
Sounds like
it.
We might be doing a review show,
so maybe
in the future.
I don't know.
Because we both haven't seen it.
Okay.
So I'm curious with that one because it just dropped on Disney Plus. Freaking what's that show that's on there right now that just launched? It's a Marvel girl. Is that that's Ms. Yes, Marvel? Yes,
Ms. Marvel. Yeah, because Jocelyn and I started it.
Yeah. So I wonder if she's gonna jump across from the TV into the film world, like a reverse, not like a Loki going into his own TV show. Or a Hawkeye. But,
yeah, it's interesting her powers. I'm not cool. That far into it yet, but she's got like cosmic powers, so.
Okay. Doctor Strange, when he goes before that council in that alternate universe, there's a whatever the powers are, like the cosmic powers. There was a lady on that council as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, because they're all space, you know, based, that they can go between multiverses, kind of like America's character.
Yeah. America's able to jump. And she knows how to control it now, so look out. But you know what? When I saw that part when he went in front of the council, it wasn't the council. Do you remember the name of him? I was like, ah, damn it. Like, this is just going to trigger the goddamn conspiracy theorists. Do you remember the name?
The Illuminati.
The Illuminati. I knew it. I told you. I damn told you.
They run the multiverse.
This isn't real. It's comic books, Grandpa.
I told you. Oh, shit. Did you know where they got the stories from them?
Call CNN. Yeah, I thought that was funny. I have actually, this makes me want to get into Doctor Strange right now. Talking about that.
Do it. Let's do it.
Because, like, how sweet was that? Because we talked about it before. About X-Men coming back, coming home, Fantastic Four, they're going to have another crack, which might be their last crack at making it, but maybe they stand a chance now. And it was like when he went in front of the Illuminati there, we see Professor X rolling and it's Patrick Stewart. And you're like, shit. And then, Kuklinski comes in. As I can't remember his name from the Fantastic Four. And you're like, oh shit. Like I forgot. Mr.
Fantastic. That's his actual name.
Right. That guy.
Can't say
that makes sense, but I don't know if I've ever watched any of the other Fantastic Four. So I'm not that familiar with it, but, it was nice because I was like, oh man, like what a great introduction of, you know, them coming back and being and coming into the phase four and coming into back to Marvel, part of the universe. And then, of course, they all got killed off. And I was like, oh, but that's just from that universe. So they can still have them in other universes. So it was. You know, because I think Kuklinski, wasn't he like a fan pick for people wanting to have as Mr. Fantastic?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, we'll bring him back for this one show, movie, let the fans nerd out, and then we'll kill him. And then they can have their own show, but they're not tied to him, right? And same with Professor X. So I thought that was a great moment.
I had a little yelling at the TV moment during that scene.
Yeah.
Because as powerful as the Scarlet Witch is, she would not be able to mind control outbest Professor X. Hmm. No one's able to. I mean, he's had dealings with Jean Grey when she was the Phoenix, right? The Phoenix Force had her and he didn't best her. She actually obliterated him into a dust, basically. But I was like, he's never going to be overtaken in the mind by someone like that. And then I was like, wait a minute. This is a different universe, is Professor X. So I'll give it to you. He's maybe not as strong as the 616 Professor X.
That's right. Exactly. We'll let it slide this time, Feige.
I was just like, I watched that scene and I was like, last thing I want to say, I'm like, damn, they all got messed up. And they're all so confident. Yeah. They're like, we're not worried about her. She can't hurt us. But how wrong were you?
The biggest threat to the multiverse is you, Stephen. Me? Okay, you know what bugged me about that movie, kind of? It took me so long and I was concentrating so hard on it. I was like, what is it? The book? The Darkhold? Oh, the Darkhold. I was like, what? The dark what? Oh, he got a hold of the Darkhold. What? Darkhold? Dark Oath? Like, what are they saying? Oh, how long have you had the Darkhold? What? Can you say it one more time? Say it one more time. And every time they were talking about it, I felt like, what the hell are they saying? And I couldn't. I think it's Darkhold. But anyways, that was one. That was my recurring. You don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just like,
yeah, right.
Someone out there, tell us what are they talking about.
Oh shit! We should have put closed caption on. Damn it. Okay, next time. If you know out there, J-poll number two, is it Dark Oath or Dark Hold? Or you're all idiots. Like, it's clearly the Book of the Damned. Like, oh, how did we miss
something
that?
Entirely different.
Yeah.
All right. Let's scooch back to the film releases.
Let's do it.
I'm going to say right now, let's just stick with films today. And then we'll
come on
TV shows.
Shut up. No.
Shut up. Bruh. We're only halfway through the films. We're only halfway through the films.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see how it goes.
We'll see how come we can on. Go.
Like, we got announced like Loki season two.
We can announce them. Yeah, we'll get it out. We're done. Okay. The next one. Blade. Just Blade. The reintroduction of the Blade character, previously played by Wesley Snipes, who was very ticked off that he didn't even get approached to be in this one. But
really, Wesley?
Are you excited about this one?
Really? I just have no idea what to expect from this one, and so I'm intrigued. I'm interested to see if there's going to be any sort of link to it beforehand, or if he's going to be introduced in another movie or show briefly, or if it's just going to be straight introduced in his own movie, and how it will or won't connect. I imagine it will. I just don't. Yeah, I'm interested to see what they're going to do here.
I mean, based on Marvel's track record, they're probably not going to mention anything at all about the previous iteration of it. I mean, maybe they'll do a slight little nod. They'll give an Easter egg or something, but there'll be nothing. Nothing. I mean, they don't even talk about the first Incredible Hulk film, not the Ang Lee one with Eric Banner, but the one with Edward Norton that was actually part of the MCU. That never gets brought up. It was like a one and done film, and then they're like, meh.
Well, didn't they do it?
Well, we'll get Mark Ruffalo in.
Didn't they do one thing where he said something like, you look different or something like that? Or did you get a haircut? Like, wasn't there like just something like so, just like if you didn't know, you wouldn't
almost
pick it up.
On your nose? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even mean if it'll tie into the original Blade movies. I just mean in the overall arc of, but I mean, I guess they plunked it into phase five where they didn't have something like Miss Marvel in phase five. So I would assume it must tie in somehow.
I just had a thought, but it's never going to happen. But if they're introducing these Fox studio characters in, so like the X-Men and Deadpool, wouldn't it be gloriously hilarious if Deadpool was in the Blade film somehow or interacted with Blade? Because then he could do a breaking of the fourth wall thing and mention his time with Wesley in Blade Trinity. Kind of like how he was talks about being Green Lantern in the Deadpool films.
Yeah. Was he in Trinity? I don't even remember that.
Ryan Reynolds was like so buffed, jacked in that. Him and Jessica Biel were like the other vampire slayers. Gotta go back and watch it, man.
I was going to say, I've probably seen that movie like 20 years ago.
I'm not that old. Quiet, you.
Last time I saw that movie, I think it was 1987.
Yeah, I was around then. But yeah, that would be a fun little thing, that because he would be the kind of character that would be able to do it, and it would be his character, you know, because you'd expect that from him.
You know what? Oh my gosh. I can't call it a bold prediction, but a thought like yours. It'll never happen. Because we had talked before about with X-Men coming back and with Deadpool coming, like if they could bring them all, and to have, because Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman have such good chemistry, and like their banter in real life is just so fun to eavesdrop on. So we talked about if they're in the same movie. Well, imagine if he broke the fourth wall, Deadpool, and then like Wolverine joined him or Logan joined him. Like, because I don't think that's ever happened. And it's just like, who the hell are you talking to or something? And then it's just a moment between them two as if they would be in real life. But make it happen.
See, going off that, you could also, that could be a good way to reintroduce a new actor playing Wolverine. You could have Hugh Jackman and the new guy, and obviously God, they could be from different universes.
Yeah.
Feige, listening to our ideas, I'm sure you've probably already had the same ones, but maybe you haven't. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
So we don't much. I totally lost my tongue then. We don't know much more about Blade.
You lost your tongue.
I lost my tongue. It disappeared somewhere. And
Oh, you just sound like you're from,
what'd you say?
What, you're parts of the kingdom, you know?
The UK. The lazy tongue.
The UK, right? That's a real lazy tongue. Like, come on, just pick it up, mate. Don't let it just sit there at the bottom of your mouth, you know what I'm saying? Isn't it? I love doing that accent. It's probably terrible. And I'm sorry, all our British listener, that we offended. British, please send your hate mail to...
Singular.
Singular.
All right. Quickly on to the next one. Captain America, New World Order.
Oh, man. Are we already on Captain America? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I am excited for this. What about you?
Very much so. Because Falcon and the Winter Soldier was such a good series. And I know that you didn't, were not disappointed with that one. Because we talked in depth about that one. And then when they announced it, it wasn't even part of their original Phase 5 films. But the story they had was so good. And it was like, he's got to take up the mantle from Steve Rogers. And then he did. And then it's like, we got to give him a movie. So
yeah,
I'm like, yes.
When he comes swooping in as like Falcon Captain America. Oh, maybe the best moment of that whole series. You know what really friggin' makes me not happy. I hear from, and I'll be interested to hear what a lot of our listeners think. I hear so much from people how they did not like, that was the worst one. Oh, no. Oh, I didn't like it. Oh, I was like, what? I was like, are you kidding me? It was like one of the best shows so far. You know, that and Loki. I mean, okay, it's going up against WandaVision and Hawkeye, so the competition isn't terribly tough. And I don't mean that in I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like that's the most interesting storyline to me, man. Like Falcon, he's like, you know, Captain America's wingman, pun intended. And you know, Steve Rogers gives him the shield and he donates it. And, you know, and then he gets that shield back and rightfully and becomes the next Captain America. Like, I mean, for me, like those six episodes were freaking banging. I thought they did such a good job.
Speaking of that real quickly. So, I don't think they'd have actually gone into what they were planning for this, you know, this next 10-year phase of Marvel with the multiverse saga, right? Because they literally did it with Steve Rogers. He totally messed up their timeline when he used the Pym particles to go back in time and live out a life with, Becky Carter.
Peggy.
And then he ends up the same timeline.
I think that's her official name.
What's her nut? She's that British woman from the war that he was in love with.
A British woman.
So that there has already implications. I wonder if they'll address that or if it's just kind of like, you know what, let Steve Rogers have his moment and then they'll leave it. Or if they're actually going to address it, because that's the timeline that we are viewing in these films, and he has created a Nexus event and gone off askew. So he's technically, this is where it could be, where you don't think about it too much. Otherwise you'll get a brain headache apart from another one. Because you're like, wait, am I still on the original timeline that I was on with the first Iron Man film, or did they switch it on us? And I don't know.
I'm going to have to like, start watching all these with a notebook. Okay. Yeah, this one. We're creating our own little timelines, Nexus events.
And again, on that, they've sort of, with some of these Phase 4 films, like Shang-Chi, they address some of those issues from all the way back to the start with the Ten Rings folks. And the Mandarin, when they brought that character back, I was like, oh, that's great. He's just like being a performer for the actual guy that was the Mandarin. And and then they addressed that. Yeah, I just already said it. I'm not going to reiterate it. But
say it one more time. No, please. We want to hear you say it one more time.
The Ten Rings, they addressed some of those issues that they had from Iron Man 1. Because they were the terrorist organization that kidnapped Tony Stark, but not actually the Ten Rings organization. They were just using the name. And then in Iron Man 3, where we've got the Mandarin, and it turns out it's just an actor as a figurehead for this organization. And then in Shang-Chi, he takes it back and he's like, no, this is my organization. Stop using it for your crappy crap. I've been doing this stuff for 1,000 years.
Official quote.
It's mine.
I'm pretty sure that was the word for word. Give me this, my crappy crap. I can't even believe that Shang-Chi just hasn't come up till now, because that was one of the ones that came out in the blip. Hey, that our time between casting. And that's when we both watched. And both really liked. But we don't have time to get into that one today. But man, because I watched that guy on Kim's Convenience. I don't remember, way back when we used to talk about what we were watching and stuff, and we were, Kate and I were going through that. So it was nice to see him. And man, oh, so impressed. Because like totally different, you know, like Kim's Convenience is this like little Canadian TV show. And then seeing him head a Marvel film, I was like, damn. Yeah, this kid's got game. The bus fight scene was so good. Are you kidding me? I could go back and just watch that fight scene over and over.
We're not going to talk about it now, but that was one of the scenes stuck out to me too, because it plays homage to a very, well, I'm assuming it does. In my brain, I was like, oh, that's just like Old Boy. There's a scene in Old Boy that's just like that. I was like, dang. I wonder how many other references are in this film that I have to pick up on. But I digress. That'll be another episode chat.
A review podcast.
Yeah, Captain America, New World Order. I have no idea. I ponder if Bucky's going to be in it. If they're going to keep that Winter one on the Soldier. DL until the film comes out. Because I can't remember what happens to him after the series.
It didn't matter. Once Falcon got Captain America, Winter Who? Like, you know, I mean, I like Bucky, no, just, but
you know,
it was so overshadowed by Falcon storyline. I honestly don't remember either. I'd have to go back and be like, what happened to Bucky again?
Well, it would have to play some part because Bucky had a super soldier serum in him. And Sam goes and talks to that soldier guy who was the first Winter Soldier, the one that they experimented on. It didn't work, so they just hid him away.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, so there's obviously going to be, this is going to still be around. Maybe, who knows? Maybe they'll just stop doing the, you know, Winter Soldier program or these super soldiers. Is Sam going to take the serum? Like,
this is the
what's his name? John Wannabe Walker?
John Mother Effin' Wannabe Walker. God damn that guy.
Because he took the serum. Anyway,
hell yeah.
There's a whole different yellow brick road path we can go down later.
When this came up, when we were watching it before, I had asked you if you would, and you said no. You never asked me if I would, and I would. Are you kidding me? Maybe I told you anyways, but I mean, if somebody
had a drink in front of me. Now I get to really see how you are.
but super me, you know? Like, and if you didn't like who I really was, I wouldn't care because I would throw you through 10 walls. Just kidding. That's not the real me.
just kidding.
No. Yeah. No, that was, and the thing is too, that's no, cause there's Thunderbolts after that for movie too, right? So yeah, that'll be a good one. Yeah, that'll be the supervillain. So you got to think, right? So that's the build up to the end of phase 5. Thunderbolts will be the last film. It'll be a big one. So by the time they get there, I'm guessing like the other phases, by the time you get into the later films, yeah, they might be a Captain America film or a Thor film or, you know, Iron Man. But you're going to have a lot of those other characters heavily involved because the story is building up to Thunderbolt. So, and we know how phase 6 ends with two freaking Avengers movies. So this is it. It's forming in phase 5, right? So a new world order, like, yeah, that title, it says a lot.
I'm does not indeed. Now, Thunderbolts at all excited for is, it. You're not at all? Oh, you are. Sorry. I was talking over you.
I said not at all, but I was trying to hide my excitement. I thought that's it's showing through.
I'm heavy breathing. I'm not excited.
You're singing your words. I'm not excited at all.
Thunderbolts is the one I know the least about. I just had to look it up while you were talking then, and it's an anti-hero group. So it's kind of like, I'm guessing like a Suicide Squad. So they're bringing in all of the villains, I guess. So,
Oh, God. They better not. Do you think they're going to bring Venom in?
Well, that's a thing.
Like, did you see the end of...
I haven't seen Spider-Man, but I know that he makes an appearance at the end of it. So they've joined those two Sony films into the same universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's like, but how many more Spider-Man films has Sony licensed to Marvel? Probably infinite if they keep getting those big monies.
This is the thing, right? Sony's letting Marvel, and it was supposed to end. Like, wasn't the contract up with Tom Holland's done after, was it The Last Avengers? And he like begged.
I thought so, yeah.
I think he called like begging them to finish the three films or whatever it is, the series, and to stay in. Which to me, I don't get, man. Like, if you're Sony, like, yeah, Marvel, you want any of your shit back? Like, take it. But, you know, pay us, because you're going to do it better. More people are going to watch it, and we'll still make a ton of money. But, you know, at the same time, I wonder if it's along the lines of, you want Spider-Man? Okay, well, then, you know, you get Venom 2. Oh, shit. Like, do we have to take Venom 2? Like, yeah, that's part of the deal. Keep us happy. So you keep them happy. Because I don't know, man. Like, Tom Hardy's a great Venom. I love Tom Hardy. I think he's so good. And I don't, not just talking about Venom movies, I'm just talking in general. But I don't know. I wasn't really a fan of the Venom.
I haven't seen either of them. We should get Shao back on, because we can tell he loved Venom.
I didn't mind the first one.
His thoughts on it.
Yeah, he's busy.
He's a busy man. But yeah, if each of these films has a bad dude in it, and then they end up teaming up under the wings of someone else in Thunderbolts, like, I wonder who's going to be like the team leader. Are we going to see like a Doctor Doom, or are we going to... Or is it going to be a Kang-led thing? Who's going to be in charge of that group of heroes or anti-heroes? Or are they going to work together? Who knows?
And is it going to be anti-heroes, or is it going to be just a film focusing on the villains? Like, 'cause there's a difference between an anti-hero and a villain.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a film, if it was just about villains, would be an interesting choice.
Anyway,
oh, here you go. Have to wait. Would you watch a film?
Find out.
Yeah, there you go. Would you watch a film if it was just Thanos when he's getting his like wing people and building his army?
Or see, do this you is like where that storytelling sort of becomes interesting, because he could be the greatest villain from that phase one. But if you told a story from his point of view, you could swing it to make it look like he was the one doing what was right for the universe. You know what? I think there's too many beings. I need only half of them. Mm-hmm. Snap. I'm the hero for doing that.
Yeah. Well, and that's why he is such a great villain.
Yeah. Or do you make him look like a villain the entire way through? Like, I don't think I've ever seen a film where the lead character is a bad guy the whole way through.
Yeah.
And there's no redemption act where he becomes good. He's just a bad dude and he stays a bad dude.
There's one.
Does anyone out there know of such a film?
Yeah, I do. Okay, and it's funny. It's interesting because these are two of my favorite villains in comic book movies. One is Thanos, and I love that he's a bad guy because he believes, what he's doing is right and just. And because he believes that, it makes it more believable and it's just a stronger choice. But I was talking to my buddy about this, and actually I'd love to get him on the show sometime because he's like huge comic book guy and Marvel guy. He's even got a sleeve and it's like all the old school and it's like the old like comic book strips and stuff. And when I was talking to him about this, about why I like Thanos so much, he's like it's totally different than in the comic books. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, in the comics, he just does it for a girl. I was like, what? Really? He's like, yeah, death or something. And then she says, oh, he was going to do it to prove his love for her. And then he sort of forgot and she came back because he got drunk with power. And then she said, oh, you didn't even do it. And he's like, oh, what? You wanted me to do this? And then he just like snaps or something. So I haven't read the comics, so I don't know, but I like the way they did it in the movies better. Not sorry to all the comic book people I offended out there. If you think otherwise, go read a book. And the other one is the one though that you said if anybody can pick, it's the Joker, who I also love. And he is just straight up crazy. He don't care.
Can I just say something about the Joker? I was going to lead in with this, but I thought, no, it's a Marvel thing. Or should I save it for another episode? Because there was a mini announcement made today.
Joker 2? All right,
so before we went on break, there was a Joker 2 and murmurs, and I sent it to you because they were like, oh, you know, Todd Phillips is thinking of doing a musical. And I sent that to you and you were like, beep, 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 beep. That I would... They should never do that. So I'm hoping it's not, because I don't know how it would work. But today they released they're calling it a teaser. It's literally like a small little animated graphic on Instagram. So can you really call that a teaser? I mean, I guess it's the definition of what it is. It's a tease. But
I didn't see
it's
that.
It's going to be... Look it up. It goes Phoenix.
Of course, I'm going.
And then it has a silhouette of the Joker, and then it has Gaga, and it has a silhouette of a lady, and then the two of them dancing together. And then it's going to be titled. It's going to be titled Folie à Deux. And my French is okay, but I had to look that one up. And it means madness for two. Yeah, and I thought, wait up.
Is she going to be Harley Quinn?
Lady Gaga, she's going to be Harley Quinn. That's what I thought. I was like, Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn is like spot on of what the animated one is and like the video game one.
Yeah.
So I was like, Lady Gaga is a Harley Quinn. Harley Quinzel before she turns loopy. If it was a story of how she falls in love with the Joker when he's admitted in Arkham, I would watch that. But if it's a musical, I don't know. I would take a fraction, like a segment of that film being a musical, like if he was in a psychosis state or something and everyone was singing, but only for like a little bit.
I'm going to be real with you.
I haven't seen the first one still to be able to know where this one would start off or where it would go.
It could work. It could work in that because Joker is Todd Phillips' one with Joaquin is so good, and it's like the moment leading up to where he loses it and becomes the Joker, and then it ends. So I could see that could work with her as Harley Quinn. Kind of nervous about it, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I just don't know. But the first one was so good. But I tell you, man, if it's a musical, one, I won't watch it. Two, every fucking good thing I ever said about the first movie, I will just take, I will dig a hole and I'll bury that in the backyard. I will be so upset if they follow up that first movie with a goddamn musical. Are you kidding me? If you don't do it, don't do it.
Hopefully Scorsese has a little bit of a say in that and be like, Todd Phillips, don't do a musical. Do another deep study film.
I don't know. It was, dude, I watched it again. Like you just, I'm not going to say it, you know.
I know that. See, if you said it wasn't that good, I probably would have watched it in a second. But if you're like, it's so good, I'm like, hesitate, push back as much as I can. It's who I am as a person, folks. If someone says something to me to do something quicker, I do it slower. My brain chemicals just go, I'm going to do the opposite of what you told me to do because F you.
You can't even if I really like the person. How dare you recommend a good movie to me?
I didn't come to it on my own conclusion. Not going to watch it until I want to. It's on the want to list.
300 million people in the Academy know.
Yes.
Scoff.
I already knew that Joaquin was a good actor. I didn't need an Oscar to tell me that he was a good actor. But yeah, so a little sidetrack onto some DC news. Speaking of also, the head of theatrical production or whatever finally came out and admitted that DC screwed the pooch and they need to go back to the drawing board and start again and do a 10-year plan like Marvel did with their first phase. I'm like, you attempted to do that, but you did it so haphazardly that – didn't work. It's been 10 years and you've only released like 4 films. And then you look at Marvel across the river, 10 years, they released 20 films. Warner Brothers, you're losing billions of dollars because you can't write good stories.
What they need is just
Ben Affleck's back as Batman. Sorry.
Yeah. I was excited to see him as Batman. Distant relative of Bat, like an old cousin that you don't invite around anymore. But Bat, I don't know. It was meh. I wasn't that excited. You know what? I hated Batman versus Superman, but we're getting off topic. But are we? I don't know. I don't even know what the topic is anymore.
Antiheroes. Thunderbolts. Technically, you could say we were, you know, the Joker is an anti-hero. Batman, you could also say, is an anti-hero at moments. But we'll stick with Marvel. That, we'll do a round out. You had Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania coming out 2023. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 coming out 2023. The Marvels coming out in 2023. And then Blade rounding out the end of the 2023. 4 films next year.
4 films. Damn.
And then Captain America, New World Order, and the Thunderbolts. So only two films in 2024, which means I think that they're leaving it open to be able to throw in another film somewhere there. That's what they like to do.
Interesting theory.
Because when you see that next year is loaded with four films, that's one feature film every 3 months to spread out across the year.
They want to make $1 billion a quarter.
What have they had so far? They had Black Widow. Then they had, which came out last year. Was Spider-Man. It last year? It was last year. And they had Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And they, at the end of last year. And then they Doctor had Shang-Chi. Strange. And then they've had Doctor Strange. Oh, yeah. So they did two last Doctor year. Strange. COVID kind of screwed that up. And then they've had two this year. Three this year, because they've had the Eternals as well.
Yep.
So,
and Thor Love and Thunder's out.
Oh, yeah. So, four. So, is it any more? Does Spider-Man count as, I don't know. But
does Spider-Man count?
There's no more for this year, is there? I mean, it's from Sony, but it's still in the universe, and they mention it in Doctor Strange. And so, what, Phase 3, Phase 4. I'm just going to look and see what's there. Black Man, Shang-Chi, Eternal, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Thor. Ah, that's what's going to round out this year. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
there's enough time for one more film.
Is that the closing for Phase 4? What's the closer for Phase 4?
That's the closing. Closing for Phase 4 was what we were just on. No, what we're on right now. Yeah. The last film for Phase 4 is Black Panther.
Yeah, it is.
And you've got all the TV shows, WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki Season 1, What If Season 1, which is a funny one because when they first released What If, it was just like, this has got nothing to do with anything. It's just a What If. And now all of a sudden, it's very much got to do with a lot of the multiverse saga because it's dealing with multiverses. So I'm like, Marvel, you can't just say it's got nothing to do with anything. You don't really need to watch it. And then it's like, wait up. It does.
I couldn't get into it, man. I don't know if you tried it, but I was like, what if Captain America was Peggy? Carter, Agent Carter, and then they show like on that day instead of like something happened when he was getting into the chamber and she ended up going in and then she's Captain America. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm just sort of watching what I've already watched, but animated. And instead of it actually being Captain America, who I've already invested a ton of my time into, now it's somebody else's Captain America. I was just like, I don't get it. Like, what if a fucking elephant falls on your head, man? I don't care. I just don't care. I just couldn't care about it because I was already invested into the stories that have already happened. So I don't know. Couldn't do it.
You know, one that I'm going to just talk about very quickly that I haven't watched yet, but I'm very curious to see how it fits into everything is Moon Knight.
Ooh.
Because one, I don't really know the character. Two, it's Oscar Isaac. Three, does he deal with time travel or magic or what? Someone fill me in here, or I could just watch the show and find out. Because I'm wondering if he will be one of those characters that'll jump into features. I don't know.
I've watched it. It's shit. It's garbage. You wouldn't like it. Don't waste your time. Okay. It's so terrible. Don't watch it. Whatever you do, don't watch it. It's so bad.
All right. That means I've got no pressure to watch it, which means I'll watch it tomorrow.
No, don't. I'm serious. Don't watch it. It's not worth your time. If you're going to watch something, watch The Joker. Don't watch Moon Knight. I'll kill you. If you watch Moon Knight and don't watch The Joker, I will seriously come over there and I will kill you. Do you hear me?
You hear that, folks? We've got a murder confession on air.
Oh God, I really hope you don't get killed.
No confession. Oh, I premeditated. It's Minority Report right here. We're the pre-crime unit. We come over to arrest you for the pre-murder of one Hayden John Woodhead. Why do I sound like a Texan law enforcement?
Oh, you went all Tommy Lee Jones on me there, bro. Relax. I'm just kidding.
U.S. Marshals.
The U.S. Marshals. Yeah, what a way. I totally forgot. Hey, listen, that brings up something interesting because, oh, and I totally forgot about this. I sent myself the article and because I was like, this is interesting. It's something I didn't know about it. And they thought that they'd be paying tribute to Chad by Chadwick, but what's his name? His first name.
That is his first name.
Chadwick. Oh, Chadwick.
Chadwick.
Both Boseman. Anyways, I forget. Haven't seen him in anything in a while. And he was, because they thought they were like paying, they wanted to pay him his dues or whatever credit. It was sad, tragic what happened. And so they wanted to do that by they killing the character off or something like that. And I could be butchering this, but anyways. But then people were like getting upset about that, being like, no, like recast it. I think they're wanting them to recast it because it's like you're killing off this character that he created instead of just like, they're like, you know, it's not like you wouldn't recast Spider-Man or, you know, with Tony Stark and the Iron Man, it's not like you just wouldn't recast. I mean, they recast the Incredible Hulk for crying out loud. Anyways, I should have never brought it up because I can't remember exactly the story on which way it went, but I thought that was interesting and it raises a good question. What do you do with that character? Do you keep him alive by recasting him, or are you paying your respects to the actor who did such a good portrayal of him to just kill him off in the universe as well? I don't know. I guess it depends on how good the other actor can pull it off.
Yeah.
I'll wait to see the performance first.
Yes. And then you'll have judgments or praise. Who knows?
That's right.
But no Moonlight. I won't watch No Moonlight.
I'm serious, man. Don't watch Moonlight. Watch The Joker.
I have got no idea if you're messing with me or not. So I'm just going to watch.
You're like the only way I'll know is if I watch it. So I'll watch it. But he said not to.
I'll watch WandaVision and I'll be like, dude, it was such a good show. What are you talking about? I got to work my way back through the movies first. But,
well, that's where we wrap up.
That was the film release.
Oh, yeah. We've wrapped up the film release of season four. Phase five, that was the wrap to phase four. I don't think we're going to get to Doctor Strange on this episode. We'll get to it next. So, should we just wrap up? Maybe if we wanted to touch on the shows in phase five or just get right to the movies. The movies are phase six, the ending, mate.
I'll do a quick round off of the shows that are going to be coming out with phase five.
Nice.
But then we can discuss them in further detail on the next Chitty Chat Chat. So real quickly before we start wrapping up, there is a What If season two. So one that you'll definitely be watching first.
I swear you're going to watch it now because I said how garbage it was. Keep it to yourself. If you watch it, keep it to your goddamn self.
Secret Invasion. And then there's going to be Echo. There's going to be Ironheart. There's going to be Agatha. Coven of Chaos, which is an offshoot of WandaVision.
And I'm mixed feelings then about this one because Catherine Hahn, I really like. I liked her. I always thought she's a great actress. She's hilarious too when she does her comedy. And, you know, I was listening to her on the Smart List podcast, and it was maybe one of my favorite episodes of that show. For those who, no, I'm not even going to say it again because you'll definitely listen to that. Anyways, and then just like I started, it just took my appreciation and love for her even higher. So when I saw this, at first I was kind of like another WandaVision one, but I was like, oh, but it's Catherine Hahn. It's like she's getting her chance to head the show. And I have mixed feelings about it because I really want to see her do well and for it to be a good show because she's great. But I'm just worried that it's on the heels of WandaVision, which I thought was just honestly like a dog's breakfast of kicking off Marvel TV shows on Disney Plus. I just, come on, people. They took a swing. I'll give them that. They took a swing with what they were trying to do. It failed. So I hope just like Agatha doesn't go that way.
Fair. All right, the next one, very quickly, is one that created a lot of fan love, was because they announced that they were bringing Daredevil from cancelled Hell on Netflix, boom, over to Marvel TV, Daredevil Born Again. Same cast, same crew, everything. For, what was it, 18 and episodes? That's a big season.
18 or 28 at 18. It must be 18. 28 sounds too long. Yeah, that's a wicked season. We've become used to these 6, 8. Like, ooh, this one's 10. Well, we get 10 episodes. 18? Hell yeah. I hope they do it right, though, man. If they're doing 18, they must have a lot to tell or catch up on. Because if it's just all filler, no killer, like, you know, bring it back down to 10.
And then lastly, I skipped over this one just so I could mention it last. Mm-hmm. Loki season 2. And I still feel, one, I haven't seen Thor Love and Thunder, but I wonder if he's in there somewhere, even if a different, you know, incarnation of Loki, so not his human form. But also, he and Sylvie, alternate timeline Loki, for those of you not in the know, female Loki, that Loki falls in love with Loki. Not weird at all.
Come on. You would do the same thing.
I think that they have a big, yes. I think we had that discussion. Could you see yourself falling in love with a multiverse version of yourself if it was someone that you found yourself attracted to? The things we ponder.
Yeah.
I might bring that one back, actually. That would be a good one to dissect again. I feel like Loki and Sylvie, and in, they have a big role to play in these 5 and 6 phases, I think, because they were the first ones to make it through and find freaking Kang in his castle. They were the first ones. They've got to have a hand in this somehow. Mm-hmm. You watch. We'll get all the way through it, and then they'll just pop up and they'll be like, everyone's minds will just be butter on the ground because they roasted inside their brain skulls at how amazing that was. But we'll see. I might be way off base, but... Loki.
Well, listen.
Mark my words, the Lokis.
That's right. You heard it first. Listen. Oh.
Everybody else's favorite. Mobius. He will play a very vital part in all of this.
The triple threat. Hey, as much as we would all love to sit and listen to another episode of you talking about how much you could fall in love with yourself if you're another version of yourself in a different multiverse, if you're attracted to yourself, we'll skip that one. But staying on Loki, yes, I am so excited for that. You know, we even, like, when it was happening, and then I remember when it first happened, we're like, okay, you're like, this is where Marvel can really screw it up. If, you know, because they start opening all, like, these Nexus events start opening all these alternative universes, and it could get really confusing. I think I read the first episode after it came out, and we were talking about it on the show. We sort of were left, well, maybe it was for the first three or four episodes, with more questions than answers. It was very much like, what is going on? But of course, as all good shows do, when executed properly, we start to get that information, understand more. And then they started announcing the next films that were coming out with the Multiverse of Madness and this and that. And so, like, right there, I think, you know, we knew it was the beginning. So yeah, they better. I really think that that character and storyline can easily jump from the big screen to the small screen, and hold its own. I'm excited for it. It's like, but a year away, you know. I think we have to wait to summer 2023 for that one. So a lot to happen between now and then. So it'll be interesting to see. Because where does that fall? Oh no. Never mind. The final film of phase five is end of 2024. So they're only about halfway through it.
Yeah, because I wonder if Loki is going to start off from where it left off, or if it's going to time jump to catch up with where all the films are at.
Yeah. It's Loki, man. I'll do it at once. Don't pressure Loki.
Obviously. Don't pressure the guy or the gal. All right. So that wraps up the announcements very, very briefly. I mean, we're talking at about the same time as last week's episode. So good on for us being consistent. Yeah.
Yeah.
San Diego Comic Con, Hall H, Marvel Phase 4 announcements. Well, we can't really tackle phase 6 because we only know of two films that are going to be in that phase, or three. I'm not entirely sure.
And they don't. It's two. We found out the final two films that will end it. And I mean, like, come on, garbage, right? Like anybody's going to be excited for those films. Maybe we'll get to them. We'll see.
Maybe we'll get to them. So grab your glasses. I feel. Unless there's more that you want to talk about, Mr. Fantastic.
Well, bruv.
Clinky, clinky, clinky. Well, bruv.
I think I've talked, you know, I've never talked too much for the day, I don't think. But I think people have listened enough for this episode. So let's take them all out of here. You do your little whiskey shot wrap up and we'll say our goodbyes. And, you know, it's 1:30. Maybe I'll go to bed. Maybe I'll watch Moon Knight.
Because it was so bad that you want to watch it again. And it'll put you to sleep.
So, yeah. Just put me to sleep, man.
So, folks, thanks once again. That's Marvel Phase 4 films and television shows wrap up with a little sprinkling of phase 3 films there with some Doctor Strange and Shang-Chi. That's about it. Like, coming up, I'm gonna try and catch up on some of the films that I missed. I'm still gonna maybe get to one or two of them over this weekend. We'll see. Probably Black Widow. Who knows? I might try and finish WandaVision.
If they could see your face, if they could see the look on your face, they would know what I know right now, and that's you're watching Moon Knight. So just say it. Just tell the people you're watching Moon Knight.
I'm not watching the Joker.
I'm gonna come over there, I swear to God.
I swear to God. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna do some writing maybe. Who knows? There's some there's a lot you gotta cram into when you've only got a couple of days off and you work so gosh darn much. But that's me. And I'm gonna hand it over to the silky smooth rhymes of Mr. Fantastic to take us out, and I won't interject after the fact. This is it. Listen. From the bruv.
Okay,
from Hayden.
Oh, there's more.
There's no more. That's
oh,
it.
There's a bit
good
more.
Night. He's fantastic.
He's just going to keep going. I think he's. Are you done? Is he done? Oh, he's not. Oh, yes. Oh, he's coming. Oh, he's done. Okay, I'm getting thumbs up. Okay, I'm getting a thumbs up. Hello? Testing? Is this thing even on? I don't know. Okay. yeah, man. Hey, Hayden, thanks for meeting me at freaking starting this thing at midnight. This is always a blast. Love getting on here chatting with you. I hope you folks enjoyed it. You know, we've been back after a year. And a couple things. We didn't announce last episode or at the beginning of this one any of our socials. If you've been following us since the beginning, from phase one, from a certain point of view, you may have noticed that. So if you haven't or you're new, please, we will start getting active on our socials again by the time this comes out. So we're going to put up a couple J-polls from this episode. There's a couple good ones, I think. So I'll see if I can remember them. I don't even know. But Twitter from a certain PO1, Instagram from a certain point of view, Facebook from a certain point of view, podcast? Something like that. Or some variation. So yeah, check us out there. Hate mail from a certain point of view, podcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out. Let's do this again. There was something so important I was going to say, though. Oh, is Hayden coming in again? No. Oh my gosh, I'm losing it. What is it? Hold on, it's there. You know when you just need to take like 15 seconds of silence to think of something, but I don't think that works when you're recording. So I'm trying to think of it as I'm yammering on about nothing. Social media. Oh yeah, that's it. Okay, so we've, you know, our name has been from a certain point of view. So we've been talking about maybe changing the name because our focus has obviously turned, and even starting before we entered phase two here. You know, we've gone Marvel heavy and Lucasfilms heavy now that they're starting to put out more stuff. So we're thinking of maybe a title change for the podcast, but we know we've gone from one to two to four listeners. So you're already familiar with the name from a certain point of view, but, you know, we think we might change it to be in line with more something like Marvel, Lucasfilms-y. So if you have any suggestions, and if they're terrible, just keep them to yourself because we're not using them if they're terrible. So don't give any freaking bad ideas. But if they're good, drop them on one of our socials and we'll take a look at it. All right. It's been a pleasure. See you next week. Mr. Fantastic, out.
I thought you said you were done, you lying bastard.